friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess. Good friends and fess.
Welcome everybody to episode 22 of Good Friends and Fess, the perfect companion piece to that feeling of shame you have after you've had a wank. I'm Steven.
I'm Lee. I'm Texas.
And I'm Fez.
Well, the average Joe Olympics, that seems like ages ago, fellas.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Are we still a bit sore from, still a bit Tinder? A bit
Tinder?
Tinder, a bit Tinder. Yeah. Are we still on the dating app, Tinder? Yeah. But tender is what I meant to say. We're still feeling tender from all those strenuous activities.
I'm a little bit sore from the losing part of it.
Yeah. Sore loser. Yes. Bitching and moaning.
No, I think, well, I mean, we all know who truly lost that day.
Mm.
The member of the podcast.
Now, yeah, why weren't you there, Fez? I haven't had a time to berate you about that yet.
I was at uni.
What? It was a Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
Why were you at uni on a Saturday?
So I got to do my concrete testing for honours.
What?
So you were playing with concrete as opposed to sinking piss with mates?
Yeah.
You should have hardened up and ate some of that concrete, please.
No longer question why you're not living the fast life that you want to. You're making these type of decisions.
You missed out on a great day.
Yeah, no, it looked really good.
Yeah, one that we should point out quickly, if you haven't seen the videos, they're up on our Facebook page. In fact, there's the playlist of the video. One simple click, you can sit back for about 15 minutes of hilarity, I would say.
That's a good 15 minutes.
Awesome hilarity.
Yes.
I was impressed with Fish, though, doing like what was it, 14 seconds to do two beers.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That was ridiculous.
It was almost like beyond impressive and more just this guy needs mental help. Someone who knows how to drink like that is not in a good way.
It's time to admit that you're an alcoholic.
He knew how to punish it, that's for sure.
Tyson throwing the toilet was another highlight for me.
It wasn't really a throw, it was more just a clunk on the ground.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it, there was this competition called Object Put where we selected various items. And Tyson was the unlucky last and was left with throwing the toilet as far as he could. That we pissed it at one point during the day.
Old urine on the hands. Weightlifters use chalk, we use urine.
Yeah. No, that was good. That was good. Did you guys have a favourite event of the day?
Favourite event? I quite enjoyed the object put, actually. I don't know why, but just throwing something that shouldn't be thrown is always a very nice feeling.
That's true. When I threw the TV, it was so satisfying. I felt like I was part of a riot or something, which I would never partake in usually. But it was, my one chance to be that bad boy that I've always wanted to be.
Yeah.
I liked that. I didn't mind the, I guess, math bender.
Oh, yeah, math bender. Math bender was good, especially when we set up Leroy.
He had to be set up, though. Any normal equation would be too easy for him.
I know.
He always had it as well, which is pretty good.
I don't even know.
Work it out.
Yeah.
Now, Leroy is the stereotype of Asian.
He is.
He can't drive for shit. He's ridiculously good at maths.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him naked, so I won't comment in that area. But yeah, he constantly eats rice with everything.
There's got to be one part of him that's just purely not Asian, though. He's got to have that one. Like, maybe he just loves death metal or, like, hates playing the violin or something.
He bloody loves anime.
He loves anime. He's always questioning it.
Stereotypical Asian.
But yeah, like, you go to McDonald's and he'll be like, can I get a Big Mac with rice? No, you can't. I'm honestly trying to think of a part of him that isn't Asian.
He's got quite a few white mates. That's not your typical Asian.
Now we're kind of moving into American History X.
Dude, that's Australia, man. That's the beauty of Australia.
Is any good at Dance Dance Revolution?
I haven't seen him.
He's amazing,
Is he a dancer? Shit.
He's good at video games in general. Yeah. He's not a great dancer, though. No. He might be good at DDR.
Yeah.
But he's not in the club, which I think probably fits the stereotype still. He is an awful dancer. Mm. It's gone from average Joe Olympics to berating Leroy pretty quick.
Well, that's why I come here.
Serves him right for not being here to defend himself.
Yeah, what an idiot. Speaking of idiots, Australia's been introduced to The Bachelor again.
It has.
We've, America's had it for a long time, and now we've got our own version, and boy, is it entertaining! So I think we should kick off into our next segment.
Yes, we shall. And let me introduce to you GFAF, ineligible Bachelor of the Year.
Woo! Bachelor!
All right, so two-part segment. First part is we need to have a vote, much like they would the Clio Bachelor of the Year, mm-hmm. the GFAF Bachelor of the Year. Now, we're going for the ineligible Bachelor of the Year.
Yep.
So let's have a quick vote. Maybe let's start with Fez. Fez, who's your vote for? Of the seven participants, doesn't have to be the four sitting here. Because generally on this podcast, or there's up to seven
hosts. Yeah.
Tyson.
Tyson?
Yeah.
Any reason?
No, just good.
Okay, and with that, you've proven my vote of Fez for being generally shit at contributing to this podcast.
It's going to be a tough one. Let me think about it. Fez.
I'll go for Fez as well, because he's legitimately the only bachelor here.
Yeah. So.
He has no one in his life!
Such a lovely, lovely man. All right, well, let's continue that around the bag in Fez. So the second part of the segment is, much like The Bachelor,
mm-hmm.
which you've now been named here, the ineligible yep. Bachelor,
yep.
three of us will be the contestants, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the dates want to obviously go on a date with The Bachelor. They want to be going out with yep. him. They want to get their chance to spend 30 seconds with The Bachelor and sneak a cheeky kiss.
Ooh.
The opposite is true here. I think it's safe to say that the three of us would like nothing less than to spend time with you yeah. outside of this podcast.
Definitely.
Especially one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there. It gets weird. So this is going to work in that we'll each get 1 minute
yep.
to prove to you why you shouldn't come on a date with us.
Yeah.
And then as opposed to giving out roses at the end, you'll flip off the two people that you don't want to go out with.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say that you're doing that because it isn't audio medium. And then the loser
uh-huh.
will be the person that you'd most prefer to go on a date with. I want to hear reasons.
All right, yeah,
so
yeah.
Use your words first.
Those three things rattling around your brain, use them.
Yeah. All right, so we'll get this time for the minute. Lexi, you want to kick them off?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'll start.
All right.
Fez, you and I are quite similar guys, I think. So a one-on-one date between you and I would be filled with a lot of just awkward silence. Two of us not talking to each other. That's not a good date for anyone. There's too much sexual tension in the air between the two of us. We've had run-ins in the past. We've crossed swords. We've done these things together, and it's not been good. The two of us together, we'll try and like bring up old times, and that's what we've got to go with, just awkward sexual time. I wouldn't know how to romance you either. I wouldn't know how to treat you well. It would just be a lot of like making you pay for things. I'm not going to pay for it. I don't really want to be there, so I'm going to be gone to get free shit while we're there. We might like watch an awkward movie. I'll try and get you different seats to me.
10 seconds.
We won't even stay together on the date. You would never have a worse date if you went on a one-on-one date with me.
All
right. Well done. Snuck in there. Well played. What are your initial thoughts?
I'm speechless.
Speechless.
All right.
That's
surprising. Well. Yeah, exactly. That's not much different than that. So I don't know if we can read too much into that.
Nah.
Corb's in.
All right.
A minute. Go.
Fez, I'm going to put this simple. I eat nothing but meat and cheese, which means that trans fats, oils, and heinous eggy smells come out of my ass and every orifice of my fucking body 24/7. I stink. You do not want to be around me. On top of that, I've got a bit of Lebanese in me, which means that I like to fight. Hence, I know you're a little of the knee, so I'll kick the shit out of you. Also, I'm very hairy as well. So if we ever got intimate, which has a 0.00000000.1 recurring chance of happening, you will get caught up in my chest hair, and it will be incredibly, incredibly awkward. I don't like the same music as you. I don't like the same movies as you. Your physical appearance actually repulses me to the point of vomiting. I think that you are an exact reason why abortions exist. And with that, I say, do not ever date me.
Well done. I didn't give you the 10 seconds, but you just snuck in there with your minute.
I feel hurt.
That was a bit harsh in the end. I just kind of saw red.
Yeah, but is that a negative necessarily? Like, let's play the game here. Like, maybe you want to go down and try to win him over.
Yeah, like,
to not go on a date, not to just physically abuse the, like, not like, sorry, just emotionally and physically abuse the crap out of me. It's just
like, that's the type of guy I am.
Yeah, but you know,
the main keep them keen, and in your case, I'm not keen. So I'm just being mean.
But you do get to avoid, you know, the sexual experience with him that would most likely be awkward and embarrassing for you. So there's
he
a very
said there was a chance.
There's a very slim though.
That sure. is there.
That's surely more... a positive for you.
It's true.
I'm trying to play the game here.
Yeah, sure you are. Let's just see what you got in this next minute.
All right, Fez. Now, the reason that you're a bachelor is that you're not exactly the ladies' man. But on this date, I would be constantly pushing ladies into you. What? I mean, every woman who goes past would be speaking to you and embarrassing you. In fact, I'd get you and I would force your head into the crotch of women as they go past.
Ooh,
and say,
sounds pretty good.
All right, this is. I was expecting this to go. Then I would also get involved, Fez, and then I'd take all the women away from you. I meant let them get so close to you, thinking that, yes, I'm finally in there, and then I'd break your heart, Fez. I'd swoop in there, and they'd see me for the stallion I am, and the Fez that you are. And then I'd leave you there, Fez. You take a woman home, I'd be there, leaving you there, cold and naked in a room that you don't know, abandoned by yourself, with nothing else to do.
All right. You had a tough choice to make there, chap.
What do you think about that last one? Because I wasn't really sure where I was going.
Yeah.
I was read by our dementia patient.
It started off good. All right. He'll enjoy that, just being interested.
Yeah, see, that's what I like to do. I wanted to bring you up so I could bring you down first. Mm. Do you think... I think that's crueler. I think that's the cruelest way to treat a person.
Just remember that I had said the cruelest things to you, and this isn't even a date.
I'm not spending 4 hours with me.
Flip off? Yeah, do it. All right, my first flip off is to leave.
Thank God.
That's well deserved. You're going to physically abuse him. It's like harsh as this thing the other guy said. Lee just...
You went overboard.
I did. I'll send you a muffin basket tomorrow.
All right, now.
Remember, like, Lexus wasn't going to build up your hope like I was. He wasn't going to bring you down, crush him down. Trust me, there's nothing worse. There's no worse feeling than that.
I got my second on.
Oh, no.
That's to me.
Damn it.
You've just
given the reason? What was the reason?
Why?
Why are you flipping off Lexus?
Because even though, number one, Lexus, and you still would treat me like shit, but... Oh. The beginning bit, I will get my face in the crotch of women.
Yeah, but it will be sexual assault, mate. Do you really want to be the accomplice to sexual assault?
But I'll be like, hey, sorry, this guy's pushed me into a crotch.
I'll be nowhere to be seen, dude. By the time you get your head out of the crotch,
too late. Too late. He's made his decision.
So where are you two going to go?
Yeah. Yeah. Fez, where would you take me?
No, where behind. Are you taking me?
From behind.
Do I have to choose a date or then you?
Well, you're the fucking bachelor here.
You guys are actually going on a date, so where are you going to take Stephen?
We've got a strip joint.
Ooh.
Hey.
See how that was.
Don't get forced into the crutch there. Not only will you be escorted, but you'll have to have cream on your face for the next 7 to 8 days.
Yes.
Fair enough.
I feel like we've just absolutely gutted Fizz.
See, I tried to build you up at least a little bit to start. Which was my downfall. I think what went wrong was I went after Querbs and I felt bad for you after that. So I don't want to go quite that harsh.
Poor guy, that was. You broke me mentally.
I'm glad to be of service.
Alright, let's move it on then while Fez recovers. And
while we scraped up what's remaining is dignity.
Oh, dude. Now I have to go out with this sucker.
Yeah, that's it. Enjoy your date.
All right. Well, the next segment we have is actually a pre-recorded one from a member of the podcast not here, Tyson. So let's see what he's got in store for us.
Won't you tell me your pee-pee story?
Okay, so I saw this video online during the week where some old elderly woman just basically got on all fours and... took a piss on a Mercedes-Benz outside someone's house. I think she was a salesperson and the person wouldn't open the door. So this got me thinking, where's the craziest place you've just had to leak? Because we obviously all know public urination is illegal. But, you know, when you got to go, you got to go. So, yeah, tell me, guys, where's the craziest place you've just had to let it fly?
All right. Point out something. Is it me or do a lot of people get on their fours to, like, relieve themselves, i.e. take a shit or piss? Because Tyson said he went on his all fours and just took a shit off a balcony. This lady went on her fours and...
Yeah, the common connection there is Tyson.
Yeah.
Tyson's number one Google search is on all fours. all right, let's get this kicking off with... I was going to say Fez, but let's not. Let's go with Lee Querbin here. So what he sounds like he's looking for is the weirdest place you're taking a piss.
Weirdest place I've taken a piss.
And if you haven't, maybe a friend of yours.
No, I have. And I'm wondering whether to tell it. But yes. I figure I was very young when I was. So it's okay. It's not probably as illegal.
You're right.
As it would be if I did it as a fully grown man. Okay. But I think it would have been maybe 10 years old or something. And we're on a family holiday, and I was just running around the pool and the health spa and all that. And I was in the sauna by myself, and I saw the steaming rocks there, and I thought it would be funny if I went over and took a slash on the rocks. And it was funny. It made a sizzling sound, and a lot of steam came up, but instantly that steam turned into a very heinous smell of hot urine that flooded the whole sauna.
Oh, no.
And so I ran out, and I've never told anyone until this day. Yeah. That's awesome.
Wow.
That is good. Yeah. I apologize if anyone got urine legionnaire's disease after that. Yeah.
Wow.
You could have.
I was 10.
You could have hurt your pee-pee.
I could have. Imagine if I got a burnt knob at the age of 10. How'd you tell the authorities that? Oh, sure, you pissed on a sauna.
I thought you were... Yeah, that went to a place that I didn't expect it to. I thought you were going to be like, oh, I pissed in the pool.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's pissed in the pool before. Yeah. Everyone's pissed behind a dumpster, but...
Yep.
Yeah.
That is the weirdest place I've ever pissed.
That's good.
That's good.
I tell the truth. That's where I wee. That's where I did wee once.
That's where you wee.
I wee constantly.
To this day.
That's it. That's a good life. Favourite gym.
I wonder why you got those hot rocks all around your house.
Ward off evil spirits. Yeah, so that was my weird place.
Lexi?
When I was in year 7, I was doing a play, you know, like the school plays, and my character dies off pretty early, so I was behind the back, like, off stage for ages, just by myself.
Yeah.
And there was this one time I really had to take a piss, but there was nowhere, like, we're in the middle of a production, and everyone's parents and shit were in there.
Yeah.
And I really had to go, but I couldn't get to the toilets. So I was like, shit, what do? I cannot hold this. And there was a bottle in there. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to do it, but what am I going to do with a bottle full of piss? So I, like, pissed in this, like, 600ml Coke Buddy bottle. It was feeling so good after that. I didn't know where to do it, so I just, like, opened the side door to outside and then chucked this piss bottle into the garden with no lid on it.
That's
a low point.
I hope that a homeless person doesn't find that. And needs some nourishment.
I could do with an apple juice.
It's a funny bottle to find it in, but warmer than usual. All right, Fez.
Mine was my weird time happened when I was 19. It was in the summer and went to Glenelg. And there's this big ship called the Buffalo.
Yeah.
Is that a restaurant?
Yeah, it's a restaurant. Yes. And it was closed at the time because it was night. But yeah, I went to take a piss off the edge of the next to where that Buffalo place was. Now, that might not be a weird place, but you know, after I stopped, right, we went to walk and I didn't realize there was a playground.
Oh.
And people were still in the playground. It was like an Indian family there, and they're just looking at me because I took a piss right off the edge.
Because you exposed yourself to a bunch of small kids.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow, that's another type of legal issue we've got going on. All right, mine then, before we get to Tyson's, because I know he's recording one as well, is I don't really have a good one for myself. So I reckon the weirdest stuff I've done was recently the Average Joe Olympics when I pissed in that toilet and then Tyson had to throw it. That was about the weirdest.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'll say an acquaintance's was at an 18th party, and it was in, like, you know how 18ths are often in community halls or something like that.
Yeah.
So we were partying on, and he'd had a few drinks, and he's like, I really need to go. He's like, I don't think there's a toilet here, man. Just go outside type thing. And I just see him standing in the corner of this hall, taken an enormous piss in the corner of the community hall, and he could just see it getting, the party was fast over.
It wasn't Tyson, was it?
No, no. Probably was.
But that may be what his is. Let's find out, shall we?
All right, my story personally was actually a first job I had. It was actually my first shift as well. So basically what happened was the store I worked with, it was shut. So I didn't really know if the toilets were inside or outside. And I was a little bit nervous being my, first shift and first job and all. So I was a night filler at this store, and we just had boxes all around us, and there was really no one, no one around. So I just kind of cut open a box, whipped my thing out, and just filled up the box and, repackaged the box and put it in the cage. And, the rest was history. So, yeah, thanks, guys, for sharing all your stories.
The rest is history.
I love the fact that he was nervous because it's his first shift and wants to set a good impression. Yeah. So instead of asking where the toilet is, he urinates on the
stop. Now. I love the fact that he took the time to put it back together and put it back in the cage.
Just a box dripping with his own piss.
All right, good.
It's filth. Utter filth. Well, if there was something that MacGyver could do to fix that problem, I'm sure he would. Which brings me on to my next segment, The Worst Segways Ever, presented by Lee Quirvin. No, my segment is MacGyver Marketing. My segment is marketing MacGyver's products. So we've all seen the shows. He manages to defuse a bomb using sticky tape and a pencil or something. So what I'm going to do, so I'm going to give each member of the podcast two random household items, and they have to tell me what their invention would be using those two products, and then they have to market it to me.
All right.
All right. Sounds all right, good. Hernandez. Are you ready for the first test?
Let's go.
Okay. No, enough of that. Your two items, Lexus, are a thimble and a coat hanger.
All right, we've all had a stiffy at some time in the past.
Never.
And
what
been
is
like,
that?
Been like, hey, look at me. I'm putting my shirt on top of my stiffy. Have you ever done that? Like, held things off your dick?
Oh, with like a coat hanger, you mean? Like, hung it
No, just like get a t-shirt and put it on your dick.
Oh, hey, held things up with your erect penis. Oh, I've done that once or twice. Yeah.
Okay. So
usually I do that with females.
Just hold them up. Just be like, yeah, baby. Three, four,
strong dick.
It's the only part of me I ever work out. But it gets a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my terrible idea will be an erection storage facility. So pretty much it's going to be, and you've got a erect dick, you put the coat hanger on your dick.
Yeah.
The thimble goes over the end of your dick to
how big is this thimble?
It's and the it's house finds your dick.
Yeah.
It's quite large.
It's quite like bullshit. Thin dick over here.
Alright, basically that goes on the end, and you put clothes hanging from your dick on the
so what does the thimble do though? Rather than putting a little cap on your penis,
it's protecting it from the coat hanger.
It protects it because I mean the edges of coat hanger can be quite sharp.
Oh, okay, so now you're talking
down the center bit of your dick. That was hurt a fair bit.
Exactly. So the
I mean you didn't give me much to work.
I gave you a thimble and a coat hanger, and you decided you're going to put both of those on your penis. I don't know how that really serves any purpose, but Jesus.
So you rating these then?
Yeah, why not? I wouldn't buy it. Just
just quietly.
Just quietly.
Just quietly.
No one would buy it.
Yeah. Stick to engineering, Lexus.
Yeah, that's it. Engineering penis symbol. Oh. All right, Fez. I'd say hit us with some gold, but just give us something. Your household items are a post-it note and a clothes peg.
A clothes peg and a post-it note.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can use the clothes peg as a nose plug.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well.
All right.
I can also do that with a current clothes peg. Yeah.
And
I was hoping to combine the
yes,
two, not just use some.
They form one item. Yeah.
I would hang up my shorts with the clothes peg and write a note when they're dry to put them in my closet.
I think because we're marketing it, it should really have a name. What you should have had a name as well.
Yeah, what's your name for your
Wild Fez
dick thimble coat hanger thing?
Mine would be the comprehensive dick storage facility.
Okay. A bit more, not quite as punchy as sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This, well, what you do, you get the post-it note.
Yep.
You put it on the clothes
peg.
Yeah. Yep. And you can write whatever you want on the post-it note, obviously, and you can plug them onto cars on the antennas.
Okay. So opposed to using the sticky side that comes on every post-it note anyway, you propose adding a peg to it so that it can stick to things.
Why are you putting it on cars?
Is that if you like hit the car, you need to move? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. You're putting on their antennas.
Yeah. It's more like, that, right? Post-it notes to all these things already. You don't need the peg.
We're
not going to make any money this year.
It might fly away.
You can use it for pranks.
For pranks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a good one. Keep going with this. Yeah. I think I see where you're going.
All right. You can write stuff on there. You put it on the post-it note.
Yeah.
Put it on the nose plug. Not nose plug, sorry. The peg. And you can just ditch them at
people. No, don't ditch them. You're going to say you put it on the back of their t-shirt with like, this guy's a cunt. Because post-it notes are more likely to fall off. But if you attach it to your peg, you hang on the back of the t-shirt. That would have been good. You can't use that though, Fez. He throws it at people.
And run away.
You can throw anything at someone though.
It comes with an insult. They'll hit it and they'll pick it up and they'll read it.
Yeah. What's the peg doing here?
It's like heavier. You can't just throw fucking post-it notes. Alright.
Let's end this.
Yeah. What is it called, Fez? Your prank throwing ball peg.
Prank peg.
Oh my god. That's not bad.
I like the way he asked, what is it called? Your prank throwing peg. And you took out the word throwing.
Prank peg.
Oh dear.
Alright, let me try and save our company.
Let's try and do it because profits are at all time low. Stephen, your two objects are a spoon.
Yes.
And a party popper.
Spoon and party popper. So what you do is you fasten the spoon to the party popper.
Yep.
Again, it's a prank thing. That's what GFAF Industries is all about, pranks.
Magic.
Pranks and dicks.
Yeah.
That's what we're about. Yeah. We're a novelty industry.
Both are a joke.
Yeah. So you get a fucking bucket of shit.
Yeah.
Or just something disgusting that you want to fling at people. You attach the spoon so it's embedded into the shit. Then you blow into the party popper, which like forces the party popper up. It extends the party popper, which flips the spoon around and acts as a flinging type thing.
Oh.
So that way you don't have to risk it touching the shit. I mean, your mouth feels near the shit.
Just don't breathe.
Oh, but you get like a straw.
So you're meaning a party blower, like the
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, you're
just you meant
to. I meant to pull the string and it goes. All right. But that can work. We can work with this.
Party blower. Yeah, we can do it with the party popper as well.
Yeah.
Because that's bound to give you some type of energy.
Or explosion.
That's actually a lot better because you no longer have to put your mouth next to the shit.
That's
you now just pull the piece of string.
Yeah.
You pull the piece of string.
Yeah.
The shit goes in there. And not only does the shit hit somebody, but they celebrate it afterwards. with the little bits of like paraphernalia coming down.
I love it. It's a shit idea and I love it. All right, what's it going to be cool?
Let's just call it the shit slinger.
The shit
slinger. The party shit slinger.
Party shit slinger.
That's good. Well done.
Coming to stores near you.
Woo!
So we should give one to Querbs?
Yeah, hit me.
Alright, I reckon you come up with a bit, and I do, and Fez does it.
Fair enough.
And Fez just leaves the room for 2 minutes.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, for me, it's the knob of an extension cord, like the plug severed off at the end.
Okay.
Okay.
So, a power point.
Plumber. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
For me, it is a U-bend pipe.
A U-bend pipe?
Yeah.
What?
A part of a pipe.
Oh, that goes under the sink.
Under the sink, yeah.
Okay.
PVC.
Yeah.
PVC.
All right.
Cheaper that way for us.
Yeah.
And we all know those companies are going to make a lot of money. So the cheaper we can make these products, the better.
All right. No, I've got something. Water features are quite expensive these days, yeah?
I would agree.
You have a fountain in the yard, you got to have the irrigation system and pumps and all concrete and stuff. What you do with the decorative pee is that you get that U-pipe and underneath attached is the bottom part of an electrical cord, right?
Yeah.
And with that, you stab it in the ground, in the lawn, so it's firmly secured. And at your next party, people don't go to the toilet to piss. They piss in the U-pipe. Hmm. And so it spurts back out and creates a fountain.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. You get a lot of splashback, I reckon.
Yeah, but
I think you need to have a poncho on hand.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It all depends on how big is this U-pipe. Are we talking like underneath a sink U-pipe or a big U-pipe?
Let's make it a little bit bigger than that. It can be. We can adjust sizes slightly.
Yeah, okay.
So let's say it's 200 mil.
Okay.
Diameter.
I think that could work. Mm. It works as a party game as well. Yeah, can you aim it in the U-pipe?
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
That is good.
As the U-pipe fills up, there's more of a risk of it splashing back in your own face.
So exactly. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. And it prevents splashback on the feet. Summertime, you wear thongs, piss at a urinal, you get those little droplets on your feet.
Until it gets to a point, though, that the U-pipe is so full that you're just getting shit on your feet. Like, if you stand anywhere near it, it'd be overflowing.
That's true.
Yeah.
It kind of increases it. It's like
I didn't say it was a good water feature. I said it's a water feature. It features in some way. All
right. Do we have a name for it?
UP Freely.
That's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. Well,
that was a loopy idea you had there.
It was loopy.
Let's continue on this loopy train with the loopiest person of the podcast. Again, in a loopy pre-recorded segment with...
Hello, and you're listening to Leroy's Loopy News. Today's top story is about a man who actually grew a nose on his forehead. What happened was he went into an accident and his nose suffered damage, but he never actually gone to see the doctor. And, eventually led to infection and he lost his nose. How did he do it? Well, basically, the doctors placed a saline bag cut into the shape of a nose beneath the skin of his forehead. And the cartilage from his ribs was implanted and left to grow over a period of 9 months. And once it's already formed and then everything, it basically get cut off and replaced on the real person's nose. Of course, he's unable to smell with his current nose and the forehead. Apparently, this has been done for not just noses, but ears, where they grew it on someone else's, on their own arms, pretty much. Would you or would you not have another part of your body grown from your limbs, or are you happy with just plastic surgery? I'd go with plastic surgery. I don't want to look like a freak for a bit.
Alright. He talks like he's falling downstairs. Sentences bumbling around.
You know, I heard a similar story, which is actually even loopier. Surprise, surprise. Ooh, Leroy's. Wow. Is that somebody got a penis grown on their arm.
Yeah, I heard that as well.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
They had it severed in some type of accident. I think it was with a dog or something.
Oh.
And as a result...
Well, why were they naked around the canine?
Why the hell not?
Yeah. What people do in their private time is their own business.
That's true.
But, and then he had a penis growing on his arm.
Oh.
So you'd obviously want to wear long sleeves, I guess, for the duration of your career. Because you could probably get public exposure charges for that, I assume.
Yeah.
Could you?
Don't know.
Well, it's a penis. Doesn't really matter where it is. Unless, so like this area down here on your groin, that's offensive. I think it's the penis that's offensive.
Yeah. But again, like he's saying with the nose not working, so the penis, I assume, didn't work either. It was more there for aesthetic.
It wouldn't work there, but when you reattach it, like, it wouldn't work on your arm. If you reattach it, you assume it works.
Wait, what?
Well, he said in that the nose and the forehead didn't work. But I assume if they put it down here, you'd get your...
So you're more connecting up. Yeah. I guess that's what happens when people have sex changes. Because they get some form of working penis, I guess. Like, they can't procreate. But I guess you can still get a hard on.
Yeah.
Why'd they have to grow the nose on his forehead? Couldn't they just regrow it on his nose?
Yeah, I assume there was too much damage there.
Ah.
But forehead is an odd place to pick.
It is. Like, you put it on, like, your lower back or something. Yeah. So this stays covered up most of the time. Or on your ass.
That's cool. It doesn't always smell terrible. But speaking of, like, an odd place to pick, I think it's quite a good place to pick. Because when you think about it, picking your nose is gross, but rubbing your forehead shows that you're concentrating at work. So if you're just rubbing your forehead, you're having a sneaky pick, and everyone thinks that you're a hard worker. Mm. But in all fact, you're just digging for nose treasure.
Yeah, I think that's great. With a nose in their head.
Yeah. I would like if they wore a pair of sunglasses, but balanced on that nose. Like, literally four eyes. Don't look at
these. Have you guys seen the picture?
No, I haven't.
Because it goes out on an angle as well, so it's not like just facing the normal way that a nose would. Yeah. It's actually going out at like a 45-degree angle upside down. So it's almost like a snorkel coming out of his head.
That would be dope.
Which means awesome. When it's raining, though, you'd get like raindrops in your nose.
But imagine if you could like breathe through it, and you've got it like up on your head.
Just go into water,
yeah.
Your own personal snorkel.
That'd be sick.
That's millimeters above the water, so the odd ripple would just cause you to suffocate.
Anyway, would I do it instead of plastic surgery? No, I just get plastic surgery.
Yeah,
but it's just plastic. Surely this must look better than plastic surgery or have some advantage to it. It's a functioning.
Yeah, this one you probably have the sense of smell. Plastic surgery, let's just say you're done. Grow one and then actually have smell, or plastic surgery and no smell.
But Michael Jackson had plastic surgery on his nose, didn't he?
No,
he
didn't.
What are you talking about? What
the hell? Dude.
Don't dishonor his memory in front of me.
He's dead.
Oh my god.
He died.
Show some respect.
Right. He had the most beautiful natural features that any human ever has.
What I'm getting at is, because you know, his nose generally fell off a bit. If you had to regrow it.
Fell off a bit.
I heard that.
He fell off once. Yeah. It wasn't every second day.
Yeah. Oh, my old nose is gone again.
But you know, if you had the grown one, that would just be more firm.
Most likely. So let's say it wasn't a nose. Is there any part of your body you'd prefer to be grown on you and reattached as opposed to plastic surgery? I think penis is probably a good one.
Yeah, I'd say penis.
Yeah.
Eyes, one of my eyes, just grow like an eyeball down here on my eye.
If that is possible, I would want to grow eyes all over me. Like, that would be
third eyelid, right there.
All right. On the forehead.
Yeah. All right, then.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard anything weirder
in my life.
But, that's good. And if you're really into, you know, self-pleasure, as most lads are, get a tongue, like, grow on your hand.
Oh, wow. What?
That's awesome.
Also great if you got a lady friend. Means less neck pain.
That's it.
How about you, Quirbsy?
What would I rather grow?
Yeah. Or is there anything? Would you just get plastic surgery for every?
I think I'd just get plastic surgery. Because even though, it would be amazing to have like fucking dicks for fingers or something, like, you wouldn't get any action. Because you'd be known as a weirdo with the fucking dicks for fingers.
I reckon you would get some. Like, you wouldn't have any long term relationships probably. But I reckon there'd be a few chicks that want to be like, I banged the dude.
Some weird pornos.
Yeah.
But like,
there you go.
Imagine that.
I want to know what love is. I want you to show me.
Fez?
No.
What is love?
And baby, don't hurt us.
Don't hurt us.
No more.
Oh, God. Where is this going?
Let's get to the next bit of news, shall we?
And for the other news, apparently a human. Well, we're all humans. Apparently, someone actually had this. There's this drink called the sourdough cocktail. Pretty much, it's just a. You can choose any drink you want, but it's served with a preserved human toe. The rules is you drink it without swinging or swallowing the toe. You just basically touch your mouth, your lips, and while you're finishing off your drink. But this guy took it to another level by swallowing the actual toe and paying for the fine, which was $500. Would you go all the way to swallow a bloody toe, a human toe, which was preserved for many, many years? Or would you even consider drinking a drink with a preserved toe in it? A human toe? Or any human limbs in it? Isn't that kind of close to cannibalism? If you get to choose any limbs or human part of the body that you'd like to drink with your alcohol, which part of the body would you consider? I'd go with fingers, because toes are likely to have fungal infections.
So it's body part focus today.
Body part focus. Is he burying bodies or something? If you guys were to dispose of a head, how would you do it? And let me know.
Now, had any of you guys heard this story before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there like a bar that just specifically
goes it was in Canada.
The bar does other things. It's not just like we're the body bar and we serve you body parts and drinks. Mm. Yeah.
Why? What does the toe add to it though?
I don't know. It's like... gimmick. Isn't there a type of tequila that has like a wasp or something?
Worm in it.
Yeah, worm, scorpion, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's a wee bit different.
It is a bit different.
Yeah.
I love how Leroy's like, oh, it's kind of close to cannibalism. No, if you eat that toe, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's the definition of cannibalism.
I thought he said cannonballism. Well, that's ridiculous. I would drink it, not eat the toe, though.
Would you kiss the toe?
No, I wouldn't kiss the toe. Oh, it depends. I don't know. It'd be one of those things that I'd do at the end of the night, not at the start.
Yeah. So you probably wouldn't kiss the toe.
Yeah.
Oh, there'd be a shot of you smooching now, right?
Yeah.
Just for laughs. I probably would as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, was there anything else you'd prefer than a toe in there?
Oh, body part in there.
Yeah. This is sick dude today.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you lost a part of you, like, watch Leroy around knives, is what I'm saying here.
Another body part in there. Well, you want to go something small. You wouldn't want, like, a femur bone in there or something. No. So, maybe a subtle little nipple.
Mm.
But yet again, that's still pretty creepy. The whole thing's a bit Buffalo Bob, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really weird. Nah, just go a toe. Just keep with the toe, actually.
Yeah. Toe's not bad.
Yeah.
Toe's alright.
I would do it. I'd drink it. Obviously, at the end of the night, you'd be like, oh, this is hilarious. Lol. Instead of a toe, I don't know, maybe like your biggest finger. And you like swirl the drink around with that. And have the drink and then throw the finger away.
Finger, okay. Yeah. Finger's not bad. Fizz.
Yeah.
Would you do it? First of all?
No.
Why not? Would you not be peer pressured into doing it?
No.
All of us. So
all the lads are doing it.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do it.
I'm going to take you there on our date, Fez.
Yeah. If the wolf pack was doing it.
I have to agree with Lee. I'll do it after I've had a few drinks, not so you straight
would,
away.
You would do it.
Yeah, but then you would do it.
Well, you just said you'd do it.
So. Yeah. I'd be like Lee and do it, but not do it.
Is there a preferred body part?
I'll stick with the toe just because the toe is like big, but it's not too big, so it's like ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Again, I'd kind of like an eyeball just floating in there, I reckon.
Oh, I'd be looking at you, though.
Yeah. I reckon that'd be kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'd probably give it a cheeky lick.
Oh. That's what we like doing here, licking eyeballs.
Yeah. Well, Matt's already done that, and his eyeball licks.
So. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/goodfriendsandfairs, for some good old eyeball licking.
You'll be all day.
All right, and shall we, I think we've had our share of Loopy.
Yes.
Yep.
Have we?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I'm kind of keen to keep going on Loopy.
I'm afraid that's it. Sorry, listeners. We're going to have to cut it short there.
All right. Bugger.
Leroy, take us out.
And that's all for Leroy's Loopy News. Stay tuned.
Speaking of Leroy's failing segments.
Public fails.
All right, guys, so I was at the movies a couple of weeks ago, pretty packed, and it was a pretty big cinema.
What'd you see?
Public fails right there.
Yeah.
At the cinema.
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 I was at a seminar, and it was very interesting.
On how to fail. So I was seeing Now You See Me, good film, I quite enjoyed it.
It's not too bad.
Pretty much, the cinema was packed out, and it was getting towards the start, so everyone's kind of keen for the movie to actually start up. There was this young kid who like runs in, and he was running up the stairs, and he had a massive Coke in one hand and a huge popcorn in the other hand.
Yes.
And he was running up the stairs, and he smacked his foot on the stair, and he just went bang, and like he dropped his Coke everywhere. All the popcorn just flew out, and everyone cracked up laughing in the cinema. I could not help myself; it was so funny. The kid just like scoops him up and piss bolts up the top where he's sitting. Oh, I feel sorry for some little 10-year-old kid who's just dropped massive Coke and a popcorn. It's like $30 worth of stuff on the ground.
Especially at the seminar as well.
Yeah.
It's very expansive. Very expansive at the seminar.
No, that does suck. So it's just public fails we witness it, not necessarily our own. Is that right?
Yeah. Like if you have one that you did, even better, but just like some real awkward times.
Everyone failed.
Everybody fails sometimes.
If you can't come up with a point where you haven't publicly failed, you are lying to this podcast and all its beautiful listeners.
Yeah, so think. I'll give you some time. Stephen, you're up.
All right. Mine would be pub crawl. I was, trying to show off to some ladies on the pub crawl, kind of dancing. We left the club. I was still dancing away, jiving and stuff, getting quite loud as I often do when I drink. Spouting shit off to everyone, thinking I was the big dog in town.
What? This guy here does that? What?
Yeah.
Shock horror.
And so I'm grooving about, talking to these ladies, and then it was quite a wet night. I stepped down to the thing, thinking I was hot shit. I was getting quite in with this lady, I thought. Or this girl, I should say. It wasn't Cougarville. But stepped off,
straight into a puddle, slipped up, completely saturated, like just face planted into the street pretty much. And I was just, they were laughing at me. I got no respect back after that. Still haunts me to this day.
Ouch.
That hurts.
That does hurt.
Yeah, so that's probably the public fail that I can think of.
Did I witness that?
I think you did. Yeah. I did try to recover as well, which made me fail further, is I tried to make it look like it was a breakdance move.
Yes, I do. Sopping wet.
Yeah, sopping wet breakdance move. I was like, and then afterwards, I was like, how cool was that? They're like, oh yeah, real good. You loser. But that still hurts. Cheers for bringing that up.
We're about opening and rubbing salt into the wound. Yeah, my public fail. Once again, in trying to impress a girl, I was dating this girl years and years and years ago, and I brought her along to a mate's 18th, and it was in the park during the day, and they had the frisbee there, and so we're throwing it back and forth, and I was just trying to be the goofball larrikin guy impressing this girl, like, oh, I'm a bit of a clown, I'm funny, and I'm running around, and I'm doing like the MacGyver rolls and catching it, and, like sliding on my back and throwing it and whatnot. And I went for the big kind of lean in to catch it. And when I did, I ripped the entire front of my jeans, exposing my underwear. And because it was early on in the party, and of course I didn't have a change of clothes or anything, I had to stand there with this girlfriend of mine in ripped jeans with my underwear hanging out for the rest of the day.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Yep. And I was designated driver as well, so I couldn't even get drunk to,
and play it off really, like you're awesome.
Yeah, exactly. No, so I just had a...
No breakdown saves for you.
None. whatsoever.
All right. And Fezzy, you've had some time.
Yeah. Mine was in the 8th grade at high school, and it was recess, and I was kicking the soccer ball. It was pretty wet. And, I fell into a really, really, really huge, mud patch, and at our school the oval was not really well kept, so I had mud all over my pants, and we also had assembly on the fourth period.
That would be pretty bad.
So we went to home group, and I had this all this mud stains, and my home group teacher said, no, you can't go to assembly like that. So I ended up going to there was a place in the high school where they had used clothes. So I had to change and wear.
That is the worst. And they're always different colors. So you're the only kid wearing green pants.
Incredibly short pants. Skin tight shirts.
So I pretty much had to go assembly wearing someone's fucking smelly pants.
Smelly pants.
That sucks, dude. Yeah, that's not good. Maybe that was the start of all your social problems.
Okay.
That's how it's going to be. Of course it's how it's going to be. It's been like this is the last 22 episodes. Come on, Fez. Don't be a spoil sport.
Spoil sport.
You're off to a good start.
All right, so my segment is pretty much what we're going to do is we're going to create our own sport. Each of us is going to come up with a rule or an idea to the sport, and then together that's going to be our new sport.
Yep.
Well explained. Do you want to go kicking off with at least the genre or the basics for the sport?
All right,
and then we can go from there.
Okay, I'd say it's a team sport.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. Involves soccer-shaped ball, and there'll be four people on each team.
Okay.
So go from the left,
The first stipulation is... I feel like feet get way too much attention in sports. Hands also. It's handball, it's football. Where's the head ball? You've got to dribble this ball with your head while it's on the ground, or you can bounce it, I guess. If you can bounce it on your head, power to you. But if it's on the ground, you can knock it around with your head. And that's basically how it is. So it's similar to, I guess, soccer, where you kick it with your feet and try to get it towards the goal. Assuming there is a goal. We haven't got that far yet with this sport. But the main way of... traversing with the ball, I guess, is using your head to either balance it on your head, that's allowed, or just knocking along the ground with your head. So, head thrusts.
Well, water sports and land sports have been separated for so long. Let's combine them. So, in the middle, there will be a 10-meter pool, all right? So, at one point, you have to cross the water to get to your goal.
I like it.
Yeah. So once you're head-butting the ball along the ground, it'll go into the pool. And then it's just a mad dash in the pool. And you can't use your arms or legs either. So you've got to headbutt your way out. And so people will die. But
no, you can use your arms or legs, surely, if it's not contact with the ball.
Nah. I want to see the best headbutt swimmers in the world compete. All right. If people like UFC, which is pretty much killing each other, they will like people drowning in a pool. All right.
Okay. What type of attire are you wearing then? Because you need to quickly
we'll
get
say flotation device. So you get instead of like a chest plate they do in the NFL, you get like a chest inflatable plate.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
I like the way it went from dangerous to using floaties.
Real quick. I want people to die, but only if they don't have their equipment on.
I'll add another element to this. I think. So there's four people per team.
Yep.
I reckon every person gets to bring with them a dog, like a specially trained sport dog.
Sports dog.
You're breaking down the barriers, I see.
The sports dog, the four on each team, they'll try and like attack the guy who's headbutting while swimming the ball. Oh, and obviously God. A dog's going to be great in the water, so he'll just like leap in and he'll be great at like pushing the ball along and try and assist your team.
So is it four dogs per side or one dog per side?
Four dogs per side.
That's a lot of dogs.
It is a lot of dogs.
That's just going to turn into dog fighting.
Yeah, it might. What we'll do as well is that the flotation devices, the dogs are allowed to like bite them and pop them. So it's like there'll be kind of a whole bunch of different
death
ones.
Race.
And like if the dog bites it, you might get three more chances because you got three more flotation devices.
Okay.
The dogs will be trying to attack you, so you do potentially
headbutt the dogs.
Must be able to headbutt them. Yeah,
but on your head.
Are there helmets? Do we think in this game?
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no.
No, no form of headgear. How about what amateur wrestlers wear? Like a little bit of padding. Type thing on the head.
That might be appropriate, especially if two of you trying to scoop the ball along.
One-on-one competing. I like it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, my bit I'd add is the Hades score in this.
That's true, we haven't covered that yet. You've got to get the ball somewhere.
Get the ball somewhere. And I'm thinking, all right, you're going to just have to cross the ball, I guess, through a line. But that's not where the final bit of the scoring goes. You get 3 points if you cross over the line.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, you know how in rugby, when they get a try, then they got to kick through the... What we're going to have is the four members, the opposite team, have to line up and bend over. And what they got to do is that person, obviously, use your head. You have to run up and hit them with your head and how far you can take them out, like with their hitting.
You have to headbutt them in the arse.
Yeah.
Where's the ball coming to play here?
No, the ball you scored, that's your true point.
Oh, okay. And then after
afterwards, then you have another
system. Like a penalty kick in rugby type thing.
Yeah.
But you just get some massive spinal injuries.
When we talk about amateur wrestling and how much face you get in your ass, we joke about that with you. I didn't know you were enjoying it, but now you're trying to implement it into a game.
Yeah.
I think you enjoy a bit of ass and face.
Oh, no, you weaken the other team. Plus, I reckon, if you can push them over a certain line, then that's like an extra 5 points. And, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
How far? Yeah.
I know vaguely what you mean.
Yeah.
Cool. All right,
so
this game...
So many neck injuries. I love it.
Yeah, this... We'll be lucky to get a season out, I'd say. So we have a name for this sport.
What about head ass?
Head ass. That's not bad.
Ten ass.
Head ass.
And yeah, the scoring can be like tennis. So it'll be like love.
Heads in the ass, it's always love.
But aside from the name, there are no other similarities to tennis and ass.
No, whatsoever.
Not good. I like it. Head ass it is. All right. So yeah, so apologies, listeners. We didn't actually tell anyone we were going to do this podcast today. I'm hoping that's why we've got no Twitter questions. Either that or nobody's listening anymore. But
you love us.
Yeah, we will be sure to tweet at you guys, I guess, in the future and let you know beforehand so you guys can be part of the show because that's what we like. We like to get the listeners part of the show.
And just to show you how much we all love you, I just want to sing a little song to our Twitter, Twitter followers.
It's going to be good.
Aaron Williams. Your tweets are constantly killing them. Constantine Rain, you drive me to be sane. I'm scrolling through. Dusty Curry, please share with me a durry. Mark Mitchell, I want to buy you a schnitzel. Monica Cotton. Oh, you spoil us rotten. Dr. Doc, I want to suck your next Twitter question. Jason Martinez, I'd vote for you for Prez and not Fez. And well done, Karen. All right.
Yes, good.
We love you. So please
follow us.
Hit us up with a couple of questions and we'll love to hear from you.
Yeah, we'll tell you about it when we do number 23. Be sure that we will be letting people know and that we're getting in there. Get some questions. Feel free to direct them to people if you want. Like, if you want Fez to answer some hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, definitely.
That's fine.
I forgot about ridiculous ramblings.
Right?
I forgot about ridiculous ramblings.
Ridiculous ramblings.
You cause us to buy anal rings. Because your questions are always filthy, so I thought you'd like that, boys. And girl.
And girl.
And girl.
And girl.
Yes, we're not sexist.
No.
Mm.
No, we're only Fezist.
Maybe the sexiest, but not the sexist.
All right, so that's episode 22.
Yep, take us out, Fezzy.
Yep. Go. Episode 22 done, and so now we've got to episode 23 next fortnight.
That's how numbers work.
Yeah. Chronological episode.
Yeah, and yeah, we're pretty much doing the all new stuff, yeah, except for Loopy News, and look forward to hearing from some Twitter questions, and see you guys then.
Yeah, continue to get to know us all, and continue to hate Fez.
Goodbye.
See ya.
See ya.